I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. In a country that reveres its great writers, Israeli novelist David Grossman stands out for his writing and for his principles. The World's Matthew Bell met with David Grossman at his home outside of Jerusalem to talk about his latest novel, To the End of the Land.
The Hebrew language title of Grossman's book translates as The Woman Fleeing the News. Grossman says it had to be changed in the English translation because there's something untranslatable there.
The word besorah in Hebrew means both the most atrocious, terrible news and the most wonderful news. And we could not find this doubleness in the English that will sound as I wanted it to sound.
There's a double meaning in the English title as well. First, the protagonist in the novel is an Israeli mother named Orah, who travels to the border with Lebanon, literally the end of Israel's land. She does so to escape the horrific news that she fears is coming about her son, who's serving in the Israeli army. To the End of the Land is also an allusion to the existential fear that, Grossman says, all Israelis share.
Our future is always questionable somehow. We still have not managed to acquire this solidity of existence that other countries and nations have.
That uncertainty has a lot to do with ha-matzav, the situation, as Israelis refer to their conflict with the Palestinians. In 2003, Grossman set out to write a novel about the conflict, and he decided the best way to go about it was to focus on a single family.
I always say that the greatest moments, the most important moments of humanity, they did not occur on battlefields or corridors of parliament or in palaces, but rather in kitchens and in bedrooms and in rooms of children. And I tried in this book to capture those passing moments that usually we do not notice.
By doing so, Grossman's novel is not just a book about war, but about marriage, friendship, and especially about raising kids. The main character, Orah, makes a journey that turns into a quest to articulate a mother's love for a son she's convinced is going to be killed in combat. A year and a half after he started writing the book, Grossman's own son, Uri, began his mandatory service with the Israel Defense Forces. Then, when the book was nearly finished, Uri was killed in the final days of the 2006 Lebanon War. Not yet 21, he was only a few months from finishing the army. Grossman thought his life was over, but slowly he got back to finishing the novel.
I started to write and I started to infuse characters with life and with imagination and even with routine, which was maybe the most difficult thing when nothing in my life was a routine anymore. When I found the right word, there was this kind of satisfaction of doing something in a correct way in a world that became so chaotic and so meaningless in a way. It was an act of choosing life, of course, that's what I felt, against the gravity of despair and of grief.
Grossman just finished a book tour in the U.S. and says more than anywhere else, American readers were taken with Orah. They wanted to know, is she a symbol of Israeli escapism because of the way she tries to flee from bad news?
Orah runs away. She escapes, but she is not an escapist. She is very active in doing something to protect her son when he is in war, and this is to tell the story of his life. She does it in a very active way, in a very devoted way, but Israel is an escapist country. Israel especially faces a very dangerous and challenging situation and is unable to look it in the eyes and to take the necessary steps to solve the problem, to solve the conflict.
And here's where David Grossman, the left-wing activist, emerges. At a time of widespread despair in Israel and the whole region about the prospects for Middle East peace, Grossman says he won't give in to it. He believes there is still a chance to achieve real peace through a two-state solution. To the End of the Land, he says, is in part his attempt to seize ownership of the reality of this conflict through rich human language, not the language of political cliches and soundbites, but the language of a family, of emotion, of the wholeness of life, as he puts it. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.